It's so easy to feel lost in the world today. But it doesn't have to be this way. You can break through the noise of what everyone is telling you to do and lay your foundation for a life of success, purpose, and joy. I'm Caleb Price. As a fellow young adult and certified life coach, I'm sharing exactly how to do this, how to navigate the struggles of adulthood, and how to find yourself. Join me and become the modern young adult you've always wanted to be. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm Caleb Price, and I am happy, ecstatic to report that Dune Part 2 was amazing. I know you've been waiting to hear so much about it, and I will probably dive into it more later on. On today's episode, I really am still sitting on it. It was amazing. It was such a fun experience to go with friends and just so cool to see this epic tale and, you know, put on the screen. I love the director. I love all of it. I knew I was going to love it, and it was amazing and awesome, and I just want to watch it again. So good. But not to get too distracted, I really want to preface before we get into today's episode that, you know, today we're going to be talking about some more heavier things, some things that, you know, are just weighing on my mind. Some people in my life have been having some hard experiences, really tough things have been happening, and I feel compelled to address these things. I feel the need to bring it up because you out there might be also going through a hard experience similar to what I will be discussing, or just really need some encouragement, really need it, maybe not now, but maybe later on, and or you know someone that could really use some help, and I want to give a resource of encouragement, a resource to draw you out from the darkness, the depths that you feel that you're in. So now, in today's episode, we will be mentioning suicide. It'll be discussed. It's, you know, part of the topic. Not to scare you in that sense, or not to dissuade you from listening, or to think like, I can't listen to this, or like, you know, what if, and all that. But just to let you know, if you feel like, hey, this isn't for me, totally fine. Move on. I'll catch you on the next one. We'll be talking about other amazing, great things. But I do really think there's something of great value in here. We're not going to be diving into the nitty-gritty of all of it, but just really touching on this idea that, like, well, one, overall, that you matter in this world. That's the overall arching message that I want to give, and that sometimes you will think that you don't. Sometimes you will have the thought come into your mind that maybe it would be better if you weren't here. And that is okay. That's going to be the overarching idea in all of this, is that is okay, because this is how our brain is wired in the first place. And I want to create this idea that we can give ourselves a space of acceptance and love, and that is going to be the key for helping us out of these hard times that we find ourselves in. The reason I'm bringing this up is that recently I had the opportunity, or unfortunately, a close, you know, friend, acquaintance of, you know, friends of mine and of myself passed away. He committed suicide. And so I was able to attend the funeral recently of this dear friend, and a lot of people were there, his family, of course, and the other acquaintances that he knew, but also really a lot of the friends that I associated with. And it was fascinating to see myself there. It wasn't the first funeral that I'd been to with friends, someone young my age that had died, but still just as heart-wrenching. Such, you know, a lot was going through my mind in that moment, and you know, so much. You know, you're just thinking of so much, and people are saying all these amazing, wonderful things about this guy, because he was awesome. You know, just a really good, funny guy. And yet I didn't know him too well. I didn't, you know, wasn't super close with him, but I was close enough where, you know, I, you know, definitely thought, had conversations with him. We had talked one-on-one before, and you, you know, you always wonder, you're just like, well, like, how would I have known? Like, were there, you know, you think about signs and whatnot, but also really just, even besides any of that, My mind was drawn to this idea of how precious life is. How amazing, like this little blip of time in the grand scheme of things that we get. And yet, how precious it is, and how, like, you know, like, it is like incomprehensible how, like, valuable and, like, you know, short, I guess you could say, this time of life is, and you know, you just want to appreciate it. And yet, as human beings, we also at the same time are simultaneously wired at times to believe that none of this matters, that maybe life doesn't matter, that I don't matter. It's so easy to be drawn into this line of thinking. And I just want to reiterate to you kind of as this foundation that it is okay to have these thoughts. It is okay to have these thoughts come into our mind. Well, one, I do want to draw some differences in terms of, I guess, like the spectrum of these sorts of thoughts that we have. One is that our brain literally has this phenomena that has been kind of labeled, I guess, by the phrase, the call of the void. This is known as like the sensation that when you are like, say, standing on a tall building, that you have the thought like, well, what if I just jumped off right now? What if I like just like went out? Like if you're on a plane, like what if this just like all crashed when I'm driving? Like what if I just like ran? I literally had this thought like the other, I was driving somewhere and like in these mountain passes. And I just thought like, well, what if I just like sailed off? Like, what would that be? And I was just like, you're just kind of in shock when you have that thought. You're like, why would I ever want to do that? Like, and that's, so there's a difference, and I'm going to get to like between something like suicidal ideation than this, because this is just, it just happens. It's not planned or anything or whatnot, or just like, it's kind of spur of the moment. And scientists have kind of been studying this and been wondering like, well, what even is this? And find that a lot of people do have this phenomena happen to them. It's kind of curious. They have theories and potential ideas. One person had this interesting thought that it's kind of the subconscious's way of helping us appreciate life more, because we consider or are reminded how quickly we could just like end it in a way. And sometimes they find it's kind of sort of an anxiety response, you know, like in terms of you just have so much sensitivity and awareness of a situation that you imagine scenarios and in order you imagine it and therefore don't do it in that case. But that's not necessarily what I'm talking about. I'm just saying that does happen. That's certainly a phenomenon and certainly where those thoughts may come from, where you might be like kind of like, oh, like I didn't even think about that. But more along the lines of this idea that's often termed as suicidal ideation. Suicidal ideation being you having thoughts, not even plans, not just like this sort of inkling of this idea, even far away from this idea of like killing yourself, but more just like, I just wish I wasn't here. I wish that things were better. Maybe it would be better if I wasn't feeling this way, if I just didn't feel anything. Therefore, if I better wasn't here, I wish maybe I'd never been born, as it's been described in, you know, literature and whatnot, which eventually potentially can accelerate to other extreme things. And we'll get to that. But having this thought is normal. I want to normalize this for you and help you realize if you've had this thought, guess what? You're human. There's been studies done that at least 15 to maybe even potentially 25% of the population, at least in a study, potentially can have a thought like this, that have an experience in life that prompts them to consider, maybe it would be better if I wasn't here. Maybe this doesn't matter. Maybe I don't matter. As hard as that can be imagined, and hard as that emotion is, and as hard as it might be even to admit that to ourselves, it is okay. This happens. It is normal. I'm more than happy to admit, not to say that like I'm like celebrating it, but I just want to like perfectly okay and reasonable to say, I've had these thoughts. I've definitely thought these at times. I've had hard moments in my life where I just thought like, I just wish it would be better. It's so silly when you think about it, but in the moment you're just like, it just comes to you. And like, I remember being in a relationship that for me was just kind of toxic because I was just beating myself up and telling myself that I was unworthy and not good enough, and that I should be kinder, I should be nicer. It was, you know, all over the place in terms of anxiety and depression and whatnot. And to the point where I told myself, like, it'd be better if I, like, you know, got cancer than, like, and died so then I could get out of this relationship than, like, just, you know, breaking it off. And then that's not even to this degree that it can go, where I've even had thoughts like, you know, what if, you know, it'd be better if I wasn't here, that sort of thought. And it's just fascinating how we get pushed to that ledge, so to speak, where we consider this idea. And when you get to that place, it's so easy to think that something must be wrong with me. Why would I want to do that? I recognize how amazing and beautiful life is. And this is such a silly thing that I'm dealing with. Like, it's not even that bad or whatnot. Like, who would ever think something like this? And that response only makes us feel worse. The response hinders us. That response prevents us from actually getting a handle on things. It drives those emotions, those thoughts down. And we think they're hidden, but actually we just keep them secure away from others. Secure and away from letting them out to potentially where they might be resolved. Resolved in the sense that we might be eased of their pain and recognize that we don't really actually believe these things, or we can come to learn that these things aren't true about us, that life does matter, and that in fact you do matter, rather than pushing them down and saying, telling ourselves that it's not true, and yet deep down still kind of feeling that way. It wasn't until I opened up to a good friend of mine about having these sorts of thoughts, someone that I knew had gone through these sorts of experiences, that I was able to get a handle on it, that I was able to, you know, really get help. Coaching helped me a lot through those sorts of things too, indirectly. And like, and again, like, just to say, like, having the thought is not a problem. Having the thought a couple times is not a problem. And yet, it's also not a problem to get help. It's also not a problem to talk to someone in this place. And so if you find yourself in this position, I want to tell you, there's nothing wrong with you. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. If you see a loved one that you might be concerned about, there's nothing wrong with asking that person, hey, like, I see you've been kind of feeling this way. Is everything okay? And even asking the question, have you had this thought? Have you had this thought of maybe ending things, or just not wishing you weren't here, or you think that you don't matter? Like, that's okay. People, like, want to be seen. And you know, you're not saying anything negative about them. If you've had that thought, you're just like, no, you're a human being. Of course, we all have, like, a lot of us feel this way about life. And the important thing is to not make them wrong or to make you wrong for the way that you're feeling. It's not silly. It's not incorrect in the way that, like, I want to say incorrect in that, like, the logical assumptions that you're making, your brain, of course, is going to reason sometimes that this is the only logical answer, even though it's not true. That's the thing that I can be firm about, though, in this case, is that as accepting as we should be, and as loving as we should be to ourselves and to others when we find ourselves in this place, it is also important to be firm and persuasive in saying that, in fact, like, even though I feel this way, I believe I matter. Or I can lean on someone and have someone tell me that I matter. Or I can have the courage to say, I'm not in a position to trust myself necessarily, and so I need to get help. I need to reach out to someone. There are counselors out there, mental health resources. The suicide hotline is just 988. You can get the help that you need, or you can refer someone to that. And, you know, it will take some effort. It takes some amazing courage. if you really genuinely feel like you need to talk to someone. Not saying it has to be a counselor, of course, if it's, you know, you feel like it's serious and only you're the only one to judge in that sense. And I say serious, not to say bad, but serious just to say, you know, you really feel like that help could be helpful in that sense. Okay. Like, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You are still good. You're just a human being. You have a brain. And therefore, you need help. Those are the requirements for needing help in this world. You're human. You have a brain. Oh, you need help. We all need help. We all need help in this life, in all kinds of areas of our life. And so why put ourselves lower and thinking that we're less than just because we might need help in this area of our life? And that help can range. Again, be aware of, you know, just like taking care of yourself in that sense. Like, your mind, like, is a room that needs to be cleaned up, that needs to be taken care of. You are its steward. And sometimes that takes reaching out and letting some of that stuff out in talking with someone. Finding someone to talk to can mean the world. Because one, you should trust this person. Opening up allows you to release what is inside. And then having someone validate that, having someone see where you're at and love you and tell you that you belong means everything. Means everything. Gives yourself something to latch onto in that kind of moment. Now, you are probably not in this position. You might be. Again, nothing wrong with you if you're in this position. But I'm just bringing this up because you never know. You never know until, you know, something happens or until someone brings it up. And we need to do more when it comes to bringing it up. That's why I'm talking about it right now. It is normal to have these thoughts. It is normal to reach out to people when you have these thoughts. It is normal to be scared in all of this. It's normal to think it's going to be awkward and terrible. It's normal to be afraid when you want to help someone too. And so easy to think our natural responses was like, well, let's just keep it hidden. Let's keep it, you know, if we don't talk about it, it won't happen. And yet, that only makes things, unfortunately, worse. It only makes it continue and subside and grow in that sense. And this isn't my only thing that I wanted to talk about today, but I use that as my premise to say that we're going to have thoughts in life that tell us that you don't matter. It's how our brain works. We have experiences and we draw, you know, from those thoughts, we draw from those experiences conclusions that create thoughts that are unfortunately incorrect. It is incorrect. It is simply not true. My belief 100% is that you right now, even though I don't know you, even though I don't see you right now, talking to the ether effectively, to whoever may be listening to this, if you're listening to this, you know, in the year 2024 or in the apocalyptic year that this is, you know, found in, it's, I don't know, just more of a joke in that sense. But, you know, whatever it may be, you matter. You're a human being. You matter. To think about, and maybe that's just my physicist brain working, but to think about how the world works astounds me and ultimately means that you matter. Because in the grand scheme of the universe, none of us should exist, technically. None of us should be here. The sun is positioned perfectly. If it was, you know, any farther or any closer, the Earth would not be a habitable planet. The sun is the perfect size in terms of gravity, and it creates, you know, our Earth in that kind of rotation to create the very seasons and days that we experience in our life. The, you know, the way that, like, I don't know, like any of our modern conveniences when it comes to electricity or fire, how, you know, the composition of the gases in the atmosphere, the development of organic life, and then just the very concept of consciousness. Like, even if you are not like a someone who believes in God, like I am, and you have to recognize that you are unique, and that the idea of you existing is in fact infinitely impossible to some degree. Just like not even taking into the effect, like the account of like you, your personality, who you become, and the fact that the world around you is the way that it is and how unique it is to have something like, I don't know, as profound as ice cream, if you consider the grand scheme of the history of the humanity and being able to create something like that, you must matter. You matter to me. You matter to the people around you. You matter to the universe in terms of that sense. And I believe you matter to God, most of all. That you belong here on this earth to do it all, to experience it all. And that also means you will have pain and suffering and hard things happen to you, because you will also have amazing things, glorious things, joyful things happen to you. It's what we all signed up for here being on earth. It's what we all signed up for. And so when you do have a thought that you don't matter, that life doesn't matter, I encourage you to let yourself believe that it is okay to have that thought, but then to offer yourself love, that I love me for still being here, because I know it matters. Even though my brain is telling me something different, I believe it. I know it. I see people around it. I ask people about it, and they tell me how amazing it is. Just think how amazing it is just to go outside and experience the sun shining on you, to experience rain, water from the atmosphere raining down from the heavens on your face, in that sense, to experience, yes, nature, but also to experience like how cool human innovation is, how far you've come, to experience beauty and art, and to just be fascinated and to recognize that it is all there for you. It is all there to be experienced by you. Life is precious. Life is precious. It's meant to be treasured in every aspect. And yet, the paradox of it all is that we will not treasure it. It's that we have the equal opportunity to disregard it or to think it doesn't matter. And that is okay. It's the beauty of life. It's the paradox of it all. And, you know, it's easy to get philosophical about this. At the core of it, you know, the down-to-earth thing I just want to say is that you matter. That you belong here on this earth. No matter what, whatever you decide to do in life, whatever challenges that you find yourself up against, whatever worries beset you, and even though you might find yourself in darkness and you even might be beside feeling, besides all of that, that all matters. That is all very real. And you matter. And life is good overall. Life can be joyful. Even if in this moment, it doesn't feel like that. I promise. Emotions are temporary. I promise. These thoughts, they're not you. They're just a reaction. They're just your brain's natural reaction to living in this world and being a part of mortality. It's just what happens. And most of all, if you find yourself, or if you find a loved one on this, you know, verge of really thinking about ending things, know that there are safe places around you. Know that you can turn to loved ones around you. And I absolutely encourage you to do so. To, you know, reach out, whether it's a hotline, to reach out and get help, or just to simply talk about things. It is normal. It is okay to be experiencing this thing in life, but I plead with you to stay, to be here with all of us, because you matter. Okay, my friends, I know that was a bit heavier. I know that was a bit bigger. But I know also that one of you needed that, because I needed that, and I got that help. And so I want to keep that going for you out there. You matter out there. I love you. And I hope you have a good week. I wish you the best. And I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please leave your review, share it with a friend, and don't forget to follow me on my Instagram at Caleb the College Coach for more content that'll inspire you. And if you want to apply the very tools that I talk about directly to your life with a personal touch, sign up for your free 30-minute coaching call with me. Remember, you are good, you are capable, and you can have the very life you want. Good luck out there in the real world.